Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schulter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to The Butterfly Moment, my favorite time of the week because I have the best job in the world. My name is John Schulter. I'll be flying solo here today. Carrie has she works as a photographer, also a freelance photographer, and she's got a show today that she's doing. But I'm sure that we'll have fun and learn some things today. I'm very excited about our guests, and I can't wait. This is the show that talks to extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. And it's the show that believes in the metaphor of the butterfly moment. That time that the caterpillar leaving the cocoon suddenly realizes that it was much more than it thought. That it was indeed one of the most beautiful insects in the world. And it can fly. I really think about that. What was that moment like? When it was like, oh my God, here I've been in, kind of encapsulated in this cocoon, near despair, and suddenly realize that I'm more. Well, we each have that, and at the end of the interview, I'm going to ask, as I always do, our guest, Mr. Curtis Childs, when his butterfly moment was, when he knew that he could do something more, or he could fly. And believe me, he does. I have a question for you. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Would you like to live a life of more passion, power, and purpose? Did you ever think about what your butterfly moments might be? Well, my wife Carrie and I are life coaches, and we'd love to give you a free session that'd be 55 minutes focused entirely on you. I have a life coach. Just think about it. Tiger Woods has a coach. If you want more, if you want to develop all that you can be, you're going to need some support, someone to bounce ideas off of, and then someone to help you become more. Think about it. What are your hopes and dreams? Your visions? What's standing in your way? What are the strategies you need to get there? I always use the example, did you ever go into a restaurant and you're really hungry? And what if you just sat down and the waitress came up to you and said, can I help you? And you said, boy, I'm really hungry. She says, thank you. Well, what can I get you? She said, if I don't eat, I'm going to die. And so she walks away unable to help you. Well, listen, life is like that. Life loves attention to details. Life loves clarity. And so the waitress comes over and you point to the hamburger and fries. What are you going to get? You're going to get precisely that which is described, how heavy it is, the amount of ounces in the picture, in the menu. So think about that. What are the strategies left to get there? One short story again on the strategies. Did you ever see a fly in the corner of a window, bouncing its head, trying to get what it knows to be freedom? Seeing the colors, seeing the sun, knowing that he's close, and so he tries harder and harder and harder, and he doesn't know that 3 feet below is the open portion of the window. And eventually drops to the sill and dies. Well, that's what's happened. That is what happens when you don't have a strategy. It's not about trying harder all the time. It's not about what you see in front of you all the time. It's maybe in your life, you're pounding your head against the wall and somewhere 3 feet away is an opening. And that's our job as life coaches. So life coach, butterfly coach, butterflylifecoach.com. You can get our information, 586-997-4357, 586-997-4357, which is help, and get your free session. And we can have fun crafting the life that is your heart's desire. Well, I've done this, had fun doing this for about the last 6 months, and I don't think I've interviewed a witness with more talent and insight and just freshness creatively than our guest today, Mr. Curtis Childs. He is the creator, producer, and host of a successful weekly YouTube web series about faith and spirituality. Curtis is an inspirational, deeply spirited millennial driven by a lifelong interest in theology, in personal history, has a personal history of loss, anxiety, and depression. He's been helping thousands of others through videos created on the Of the Left Eye YouTube channel. Curtis, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks.
Obviously, I'm very excited to talk to you. I had an opportunity, and thank you, and thank you, your office, for contacting me. That's the power of the web, or else we never would have met. And you sent me out an email, and I took a look at some of your videos, and I was just blown away. I was blown away by the content. I was blown away by you know, the production value, the creativity of it. You know, I'm a guy who's written 30 screenplays in Hollywood. Oh, yeah. So, I really want to acknowledge that for you and would ask you, how did this all come about? Tell us about where you came from and how you got here.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, and there's a great team that I have working with me on the YouTube content. So it's a lot of credit to them for what they're doing. And I would say that we got to where we are now. It's the same spirit that's driving you to do this show. I mean, from what I can tell, you're thinking about how can we equip people with tools to get them in a better place. Mm. Yeah, I love that fly metaphor that you had. I often think about that when there's an insect of some kind just trying to get out the window, but doesn't know to go down, that this is teaching us something about life. And I think it's very apropos because the kind of the spirituality that we talk about on my channel is based on Emanuel Swedenborg. And he was writing that all of the world has stuff to teach us about deeper things. Hmm. That is, he would call what you described with the fly a correspondence, that there is an image of a deeper, you know, emotional, spiritual process in these outer physical processes that we see around each other. So for me, it was a desire to help people, give people the tools that will open up avenues that weren't open for them previously. And I chose this vehicle because I was in the situation. I was the fly for quite a while. You know, I was trying to get free. And I love the butterfly metaphor as well. I was wrapped in that cocoon and I just couldn't get out. And I was able to find some tools in the works of Swedenborg that allowed me to find that window. You know, okay, I can go down to go up. That's fine, even though it feels like you wouldn't want to. So for me, it's the same quest that I hear from you, is that how do we get it so that we can find easy ways to create potent change in people's lives. That's the short story of how we got where we are.
Sure. You know, in doing this, what I found is that the introspection in the vision and the clarity that you have and, you know, sometimes I have is because of pain. The Butterfly Foundation that I'm part of, we deal with at-risk kids who have been abused. And a lot of people feel sorry for them. A lot of people think that they're broken. I think that they're hardened steel. In my own instance, and I'm sure you had something, I had a father that had a catastrophic stroke when I was 11 years old, was in a wheelchair, could barely talk or see for 11 years. And my mother wonderfully took care of her. But Curtis, through that pain, came something special.
Yes, I've found, I mean, certainly on my journey, wanting to help people, there's nothing that builds empathy like suffering. To me, I became acquainted with suffering. And from there, you just automatically have this desire to, I want people to not have to be stuck in this, you know? And I do see that it does seem like some of the most difficult things yield on the back end the greatest opportunity for us to turn around and use that experience to more potently serve other people. Because if you've gone through something that someone else may be going through, you know the ins and outs of what it takes. And yeah, it's sort of like you're exploring that terrain and you're finding these tools and these sort of passages through those hills that you wouldn't without. You know, it's rough because you don't want to go through hard things and you want to try to alleviate suffering. But there is this sort of greater principle that's pulling, making sure that when these bad things do happen, we end up with a net positive, because the person, once they get through it, is then such a blessing to everyone else around them that down the road, we're in a better place than we would be had even that bad thing not happened. Or that's how it seemed in my life, that everything that I've gained now, you know, it had some kind of genesis in these suffering experiences. I'm, as you were saying, very into this kind of spirituality that I've been using. And somebody was asking me, how do you stay interested in it? And it's because, you know, if something's keeping you alive, you're pretty interested in it. You know, if you need these principles to be kind of this lifeline, then it's no problem to keep digging in there. And as a result of all that time I put digging in there, I've been able to clearly express the ideas to others because they become sort of working knowledge for me. So I think in that way, it's been that experience of needing these truths that made it so that then I can more easily pass them along to other people.
Sure, sure. You know, and I have this feeling that when we go into our transition and we leave this plane of existence, that the heaven that we experience is going to be clarity. And that that clarity is a way, like in the Course in Miracles say, you know, the ego is your enemy, easing God out. And right. This is clarity in just being able to see the truth of somebody is where it's at. And, you know, past the chatter, past the, you know, grievances, past the all that kind of stuff, when you can really look through that with clarity in your life and in the life of other people, you're there. You're getting there.
Absolutely. And it's funny that this coming Monday, our episode of this show will be pretty much focused on exactly what you're talking about. How do we see people with clarity? So I think that's, and you hear about people who have had a near-death experience or some similar experience, and they finally see, they gain this perspective, and that radically changes their experience of life. That just to see things as they really are, with all this, ego chatter, with all these misconceptions about each other and about events and about meaning out of the way, then what's already there can just flow through in all of its beauty and healing.
Sure. And you know, the Buddha says that our goal in service is to try, oddly enough, to limit or eliminate suffering in other people. And yet it's our biggest tool to get there. You know, it's kind of contradictory, but you know, it is such an honor in whatever profession that you have, that if you're, you know, doing laundry or whatever, that you are lightening the load of a fellow human, that you are somehow, in the most extreme sense, you're Mother Teresa, you're visiting the sick, you're holding babies, you're doing these connecting things of comforting people through suffering, as part of your ministry.
Yeah, and that can help bring meaning to your experience, because I think if we had these suffering experiences, but then we're never able to turn around and use them to tangibly help people, we wouldn't get the same kind of closure. You know, for me, if I went through something and just remembering the misery of it, but then I can reach out to somebody who's in a similar misery or in close to the same, and make a difference, that is catharsis. I mean, that makes it all worth it in for me. And I think then they have the opportunity to turn around and do that for someone else. And it really does bring a healing in itself, just that.
That is so great. That is so right on. The way I kind of experience it too, in working with the kids, is that, and I see this in your videos, of giving people the tools and the perspective to elegantly get through life. And you know, a lot of times people are saying, okay, I'm going to be good, and then I'll go to heaven. You know, I'm going to really be disciplined. Right. I'm going to learn. I'm going to get the rules. I'm going to go by the rules or whatever. No. When you really forgive, when you really use the tools, the true, authentic tools of life, you get to a heavenly exist now. The reward is intrinsically in the change, and intrinsically using the tools to make things better.
Absolutely. That heaven consists in the desire to help somebody now. That is the state of mind. And that everything around that is based on that. That we can be shooting for that moment to moment with anybody. And that it's this contagious sort of thing, that the more we're acting from those heavenly principles, we experience that peace, the more we communicate that to other people through our actions, the more they experience that. And we kind of collectively raise everybody up at least another notch. So this whole heaven on earth thing, it's there, and it's not a mystical thing. It just consists in this thinking about somebody, how can I do something for them, rather than being wrapped up in my conception of myself.
Great. If you just started listening, I'm talking to Mr. Curtis Childs in a very wonderful conversation, enlightening conversation. You can find him on YouTube as CURTIS, and just like the children, Childs, CHILDS, and check them out and make sure that you write the comments or send me something, because I would love to hear your feedback. Could you tell us, I kind of didn't brief you on this, but can you think of, for our listeners, your butterfly moment where you had an experience, a challenge or whatever, and you said, and you had this revelation that I can do it, I'm more.
Sure. And this may sound like a little bit of a cop-out, but mine is sort of staggered over the course of many years. Uh-huh. I get it in little pieces, but it's essentially that I don't have to believe everything I think. This was very, when I was in the cocoon, I would say the most strongly, probably 18, 19, 20, you know, I'm 31 now, but I was just immersed and dragged down in this negative thinking. I would just get this negative thinking and negative feeling and fear about all kinds of things. And I couldn't get out of that, because I just thought, oh, this is just me considering life. What are the problem is out there? The problem is out there. When I realized that, oh, I don't necessarily have to believe what this thought, what this feeling is telling me, that I can discriminate and think critically about those. And are they true? Are they not true? And that sometimes they're not. To me, that felt like flying. Because all these things that had worried me and were painting this really grim, terrifying picture of life, they're not true. They're not necessarily true. It's just to treat that just like if you had a bunch of people telling you that kind of negative stuff, you would vet them. I mean, you would think, wait, what's their objective? Why are they doing this? I don't necessarily have to believe them. To do the same thing with my own thoughts and feelings. Not that you're going to discount everything, but that you can at least look and say, I don't think so. I think that's inaccurate. That might not sound that great, but to me, it was just, it gave me hope where I didn't have hope. And so I find myself improving on that and gaining new insight into that principle as I move forward. And if anything, yeah, that was the moment when I was able to see some daylight through that chrysalis. Whether I'm a butterfly or whether I'm in process, you know, I'm at least in motion that way.
Great. Now, tell us about your goals and how we can help you, contact you. Do you consult with people? Are you a creative force in people's lives? And What do our listeners need to know about you so that they can soak up more?
Sure, absolutely. I would say the first thing is go to youtube.com. As you're saying, youtube.com/offtheleftEye is my YouTube channel, or if you search my name, that will work. I would direct people to there first because we put out an hour plus of content every week. And as you were saying, we put a lot of effort into this content. We try to really, we study the principles and distill it down and really try to give people something they can use every week. So like sort of my whole store of thoughts and techniques is all available there on the web. And then every Monday we broadcast a new show. I mean, this Monday, if you're in the Philadelphia metro area, we're having a show that people can come to and actually participate in, which is actually a first for us. It's our 100th episode. But if you go to Swedenborg.com, you can find details about that there. We're going to try a live audience rather than just a web audience. I do some consulting, and people will email me and call me when they want to talk more about this stuff. And we try to balance that. There's contact info on Swedenborg.com, which is the website of the Swedenborg Foundation, which is the nonprofit group that this whole thing is under. But I've been a mix of personal interactions and then just trying to get out content in a broad way. And I hope to in the future develop more and more specific tools that are simple to use. We have a series on our YouTube channel called Spiritual Toolkit, which is just like three videos, but they're all very, very practical, simple techniques that I've found helpful. And actually, this Monday's episode that I was just talking about, it's a series of simple techniques about specifically in how we gain that clarity you were talking about, that heavenly clarity around the way we think about the people around us. So I would say tune into that show or come to it live if you can. And that hopefully will leave you with something you can use.
Sure. You know, and what a wonderful platform to convey the tools and your message. I mean, I'm on YouTube almost every night, you know, just looking at TED Talks, just looking at, you know, how to bake a cake or whatever it is.
Yes.
It's just great. And to really have latched on to that, I assume this is your medium of choice. Do you do like public speaking? Are you writing?
Any speeches I do end up on YouTube. I mean, that's where it's all centered. As you said, it's just the perfect medium for communicating thought. So that's what we do. Some stuff on Facebook too. We try to stay nimble so that we can move with the changing web. But yeah, as of right now, it's just an amazing distribution platform for tools, for mental and spiritual tools.
I see. Are there any kind of, I guess it is just the videos. Is there any kind of blog or anything or supplemental materials that?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you go to Swedenborg.com, like I was saying, there you'll find blogs from both recaps of our episodes, sort of written out versions of the videos. You'll find blogs both from like scholars in the field and then also more popular subjects and sort of spiritual treatises. And there's all kinds of resources there. There's also, all of Swedenborg's books that we base this stuff on are available as a free download. There are other books that you can download for free. So there's really a wealth of information there. If you like what you find in the videos, we try to have as much as possible available to really dig into.
Okay. Now we will put on the waitress hat here and ask you, what is your future? What do we look for? What is your vision? Where's this all going to go?
Yes. I want to develop three things. I want to develop a clear communication of the worldview that I've found so helpful. So we're doing that right now. You know, the videos that you saw are sort of laying out the world as Swedenborg saw it. I want to develop really easy to use tools that people can take and improve their lives day to day. And I'm even thinking, you know, we can use smartphone apps for that. Just reminders of, I'm in this situation. Here's this higher principle that I can live by. So to do that and be able to get that out to a lot of people and have it really matter. You know, you have all these apps. You have these apps that tell you how to run your life fitness-wise. You know, you've walked this many steps. Can't we develop something like that for our spiritual lives? That because often when you're kind of in a dark place, you don't remember the higher principles. So can we make something that when you're in that place, I just need to open this and it will remind me. So something like that. And then I want to help people see their current world through the lens of these higher principles, so, you know, current events, that kind of stuff. How can we look from the most loving place possible at everything that goes on around us? And as far as what forms that takes, depends on how the technology evolves. But, you know, we're doing online classes now. It'd be cool to do like sort of more in-depth documentaries. It'd be cool to, you know, you're saying you've written screenplays. Like, I'd love to do a movie sometime based on these principles. I think that sort of the sky's the limit, you know, and hopefully you could make art that not only was moving, but really gave people a view of the world that would actually help them when they got back to their real life. So those are the kinds of things that I'm pushing for. And I'm just excited to try to do any of it.
Well, we are going to send that to the kitchen and whip something up and get it right back to you, because we've completed the metaphor. We've almost completed the show. And, you know, I just want to thank you so much. And I want one promise that you come back on sometime.
We'd love to. This has been a lot of fun.
Well, this is great. And I appreciate that. And I know our listeners, give us some feedback and look on YouTube, and you'll really be inspired. Thanks, Curtis.